Hello, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to this edition of Hard Worka on the PTJG Broadcast Network. This show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to some of the nation's most innovative companies, and he explores some of the career journeys behind some of the country's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete the Job Guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete. Do the hustle. Do
the hustle. Good morning, all you hard workers. Well, you did it. You yawned, you stretched, you got out of bed, and then you made one of the best decisions you're going to make all day. And what is that? You're listening to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy. And as you heard Josh say, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So who is that? Well, that's you. That's your friends, your neighbors, your family. We all work, and we work to put food on the table. We work to pay the bills. We work to buy that bright new shiny pretty object that we all want. Or we work maybe to provide better for our children than we had for ourselves. But you know what? We work because we're not trust fund babies. We're not sitting on a pile of $100 bills just peeling them off and throwing them up in the air, right? We have to work to get that income. And if you are one of those trust fund babies, change the channel. Listen to something else because this show will not relate to you at all. We also dedicate this show to the workforce of tomorrow. And that's your kids. That's your neighbor's kids, your nieces and nephews. That's the young people that one day will join the workforce. And what we do is we share tips and advice to help you to be more effective and productive in your careers. We also have some great guests. Every single week I have some phenomenal guests, and today is no different. And our guests always tell us a little bit about themselves and their career journeys, but they also share with you information about the great organizations they represent, and wait till you hear who I have today. It's great. The other elements of my show are I have two recurring guests. One is Coach Larry O'Brien, and Larry O'Brien shares tips to help managers become effective leaders. And it's about a 5-minute segment, but a lot of people tell me, they say, Pete, I listen to Coach Larry's segment. He's like telling my story and he's helping me to be better. And what I do is I play it with my managers, and all my managers listen to it and we implement what he says each week and we're the better for it. So guys, I'm so pleased as punch to have Larry O'Brien, Coach Larry, on my show each and every week. The other recurring guest I have is Boston Danny. And Boston Danny, well, he gives us an update on the fair city of Boston. Why? For my edification. I love it. I'm from Boston, and I love it when he tells me what's going on there. But he also gives shout-outs. So if you have a friend, a family member, someone you care about that you want to recognize, maybe it's their birthday, an anniversary, or they accomplished something special, just send me an email at Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. That's my email address, real creative. Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. You send me that email, tell me who it is and why we're recognizing them, and Boston Danny will give them a wicked pizza shout out like only Boston Danny can. Well, guys, I told you I have a great guest today. My guest, let me tell you who he is, give you a little bit of a bio, and then we'll bring him on. But my guest this week is none other than Jason Snodgrass. Now, Jason is a dog and beach lover, an Army veteran, and he's the chief operating officer of Canines for Warriors. And if you don't know, which I think most people do, but Canine for Warriors is the nation's largest provider of service dogs for veterans with PTSD, with warrior canine teams in 47 states, D.C., Puerto Rico, and Guam. Jason, welcome to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm glad. And you know what, Jason? You and I know you were supposed to be on, I guess, about 2 months ago, but we got booted out of the studio. COVID changes. You know, we keep using a word like pivot. We got to pivot every 8 seconds, right? We got to change directions and have a whole new course. But I'm glad you're joining us now. And tell us first off a little bit about your military experience.
Thanks, Pete. I actually left high school and went to the University of Oklahoma, and decided that, after my second semester at the University of Oklahoma, it probably wasn't what I actually wanted to do. So I joined the Army in 1997 as an infantryman, And I stayed in the Army until 2005. I deployed to Iraq in 2003 and 4, and I was injured and got a medical retirement out of the Army, and been out, you know, doing civilian sector work ever since.
Well, you know what? Number one, thank you for your service. And,
thanks.
You know, you and I share that together, a lot of the some similar experiences. I went into the Navy, and I was in for 6 years and 9 months right out of high school. I enlisted in. You know, I do have a National Defense Medal and a Navy Expeditionary Medal. I crossed Gaddafi's line of death on board the Saratoga back in the day. I'm a lot older than you, Jason. But
okay.
we share that element. Well, how'd you discover, like, how did you find out about Canines for Warriors after your service?
About 8 years ago, my wife received a phone call from a friend of ours up in Washington, D.C., who was the director of case placement for an organization called the Veterans Pro Bono Consortium. And she needed a favor. At the time, Canines for Warriors didn't have the infrastructure in place like we do now to actually transport warriors from wherever they landed in Jacksonville to get here. Some of them were train station, bus station, airport, whatever the case may be. But this young man needed a ride from the train station. And that was it. My wife dropped this gentleman off over at the old place, a house over on the Intracoastal Waterway. And she got to having a conversation with the then volunteer coordinator, and came home and told me about Canines for Warriors. And at first it didn't seem super appealing to me to come out and volunteer and pick up after dogs. I was picking up after my own dog, so I didn't really want to do that as a but you know, after ruminating on that for a little bit, I thought, what a wonderful way to give back, to you know, go and tend to these dogs, and you know, that we're being placed to assist our wounded veterans. So that's how I discovered Canines for Warriors, and I've kind of been here ever since.
Well, you know, that's interesting. And you know, one big thing I preach quite a bit with folks is to give back. You know, and so much of us, our journey in life, we take a lot. We, you know, we want more, we take more. But when you have something to give, and to, you know, to folks that are very, very deserving, it's so honorable of you to go and pick up dog droppings, you know, to do that. But you knew it was more, you know, it was for a greater good, a greater cause. And I know you have a long history with the organization, and kind of walk us through what that looks like.
Sure. So, you know, as I said, it's been about 8 years now. I think it was July of 2012, July, maybe going into August of 2012, when I started volunteering. And at some point, our founder, Sherry Duvall, called me and she said, "Jason, you know, I need a new volunteer coordinator, and I think you're my guy. And I can't pay you, so you know, I want you to do this."
The money was right.
That's right. And so I accepted, and you know, I as a volunteer coordinator, I was you know, walking the volunteers through the orientation process, and you know, setting schedules and kind of working back end software stuff to monitor or to manage the volunteer shifts, because we had 4 shifts a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And after about a year of doing that, an opportunity came up for me to get into the Warrior Operations team, and the kind of the side of the organization that does all the client relations, with processing applications, you know, and all the you know, all the kind of the 360 degree element of getting the men and women here. So you know, I did that for a good amount of time, kind of reset some processes there and created some processes that didn't exist, and kind of helped to streamline that department. And then after some time of doing that, the director of operations position came open, and I was selected for that. And in January of 2017, after kind of a reorganization of the executive and senior leadership team, I was appointed as the chief operating officer, where I've been ever since.
Exciting. It's a good story to kind of come up through the ranks too, and you got a look from, you know, starting off cleaning up the dog droppings all the way to the big chair. So congratulations on that, and thank you for doing that. You know, we had a guest on earlier in the year, and I'm a big veterans advocate and veterans programs, and you know, and guest I had on was Nick Howland. He runs the Fire Watch, and he was telling us what an epidemic veteran suicide is, and some of the numbers that I've heard were staggering and heartbreaking. So, you know, what is Canines for Warriors doing to combat this?
Sure. First of all, Nick's a friend. You know, I've got a great deal of respect for Nick, running as the executive director of the Fire Watch, which coincidentally was kind of developed by our CEO, Rory Diamond. You know, so Rory kind of saw that Canines for Warriors was able to kind of crack the nut and figure out how to keep our warriors alive. And, you know, and that's where we kind of conceptualized the Fire Watch. But, you know, Canines for Warriors, we're putting a service dog in the hands of these men and women who are at risk. And of almost 700 graduates now, you know, we can say that we've only lost one to suicide. So if you kind of look at those numbers and the rate that it is today, which, you know, people are arguing whether it's 20 or 22, I would argue that whether it's 20 or 22, it's too many. Right. You know, you would think that our numbers would be much higher than that if we hadn't been able to figure this out. So, you know, training us, first of all, you know, we have a twofold thing here. We're rescuing the dog from high kill shelter, so we're saving these dogs' lives, and then we're training them and putting them in the hands of our deserving men and women who have PTSD, and they are then saving the life of the warrior. So that we think it's really important for the bond that occurs between the dog and the human. And so we bring our warriors here for 3 weeks, and they live on our campus. We feed them, we train them, we teach them how to use their dog, and they, most importantly, they bond with the dog. It literally gives them a reason to get up out of bed every single day. They've got to take care of the dog, they got to take the dog outside, they've got to feed the dog, they got to water the dog. Whereas, you know, just a few short weeks ago, maybe they weren't doing any of those things. They had no reason to get out of bed. They, you know, they didn't have anything to take care of. Now we've given them some sort of hope. Additionally, when they get accepted to the program, we don't just say, okay, you're coming to our program at some point. We give them a hard class date. You know exactly when you're going to report to Canines for Warriors to receive your service dog. And that gives them some light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, really good. What a wonderful program. You know what? That music right there tells us we have to take a quick break for this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, partner at Ascendo Resources right here in Jacksonville. Chances are we already know each other because I've been in staffing right here in Jacksonville for 20 years. I'm actually surrounded by a team of staffing professionals that come to work every day and have fun and work hard. If you aren't getting the talent that you need, let me make your life easier. It's one call, 904-479-9610. That's 904-479-9610. And remember, here at Ascendo Resources, we're bringing back the hustle.
All right, welcome back, all you hard workers. Today, my guest is Jason Snodgrass, and he is the Chief Operating Officer of Canines for Warriors. And Jason, you were telling us all about the program, which, I mean, it's incredible. You're saving the service dogs and creating this bond with, you know, some of these at-risk veterans, and it's exciting to hear about it. And I'd love to hear directly from you, why is this program so effective?
Well, again, I think it circles back to the bond that's created between the human and the animal, and that just giving an individual purpose for getting out of bed, getting out of the house. We see these warriors going to baseball games, going to Disney World, Disneyland, theme parks with their families, going to graduations, getting an education. So many of our people have come to our program, received a dog, gotten, and then graduated from college, entered back into the workforce, which, you know, just gives them further purpose and just keeps moving them steps and steps and steps ahead of where they were before. You know, and they get a family here. That is so helpful too. They, where some of these men and women may have been isolated in their houses with no one to talk to for however long that was. Now we come here, they come here and we put them in an environment where they have to interact with other humans. And they get a family, and Canis Royer staff and the people that they go through the program with. You know, Roy, our CEO, likes to joke that they have to divorce us to get rid of us, and he's not wrong. Our Warrior Relations team, they provide so many wraparound services that it is just amazing the you know, the love that they show to our clientele. So, you know, it's not just the dog that makes our program effective. It's our staff that just kind of keeps them engaged, and just keeps loving on them as they go through their time with their service dog.
Wow, you know, I can't think of a more noble cause and a better way to give folks a sense of purpose. And with your wraparound approach, you know, it's wonderful. You know, how can people get more information, learn more? Maybe they want to donate to Canines for Warriors, but, you know, what can the listeners do?
Sure. Check out our website at www.caninesforwarriors.org, and that's the letter K and the number 9. Caninesforwarriors.org. You can check that out. There's sometimes, of course, in our strange COVID-19 environment, where our volunteer opportunities and our community event opportunities are a little limited. But keep on the website. You can donate there. There's a big red button that says donate if you're feeling generous and like to make a financial contribution to our organization to help us keep our dogs fed and keep our warriors alive and safe coming through our program.
You know what? And I'm gonna encourage all my listeners, all the peeps, Canines for Warriors. Go there, make a donation, get involved in any way you can. It's phenomenal. Jason, I'm not going to let you out of the hot seat without asking you this question that I ask all my guests, and that is, if we had some kind of a time machine and you could jump in that thing and go meet your younger self, maybe 19, 20 years old, and you could just put your hand right on your own shoulder and say, Jason, knowing all that I know right now, let me give you this bit of advice, what would that look like?
Pete, I think that advice would be you know, I probably tell 19-year-old Jason to stay humble, work hard, be nice, and, you know, find a job that you love and do that until it pays you. Don't try to find the job that pays and do it until you love it.
Oh, my gosh. I can't think of better advice. That might be one of the all-time best quotes. We got Jason Snodgrass, Chief Operating Officer of Canines for Warriors. Thank you for joining us this morning on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Pete, thanks for having me on.
All right, guys. And this next part of the show is one of my favorite parts. This is where we get a leadership lesson from Coach Larry. And Coach Larry gives information that helps managers become effective leaders. He also gets us thinking. Coach Larry is not afraid to go right to the hot spots, the hot topics. There's nothing he won't tackle. I'm so proud to have him as a weekly contributor to our show. And with no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
I was interviewing for a new job, and I made it past the initial job interview. I made it past the team interview and the job observation. Then I get a call one evening, and I'm told to drop everything I'm doing, fly to Fort Lauderdale for an interview tomorrow, first thing in the morning. The regional manager is in town and he wants to meet me. Wow, this is big time stuff. We meet in a conference room. He talks at me for about 15 minutes and then he has two rapid fire questions for me. The first question was a math problem having to do with profit margin. Luckily, I got it right. Or maybe I got it wrong. I don't know, but he seemed satisfied and impressed with how quickly I answered. Then it was time for the culture fit question. He asked me, who is your favorite movie character and why? Oh, crap. I had no idea. Yoda? No, he's too green. Ferris Bueller? No, you know, he lives in the moment and he has his values in the right place. You know, he's wrong for this answer. Then I think and I just blurt out Braveheart, William Wallace. He's a leader, he's tough, and fights for what's right. There's a long pause and he says to me, he's my favorite movie character. When can you start? What happened over the next year was that I was in a job where people battled every day. And everyone, clients, colleagues, and management was the enemy. People regularly competed to see who was the toughest, the baddest, the biggest risk taker. We constantly were surveying our territory and planning and scheming how to take over the empire. Now, if you think I'm speaking metaphorically, I'm not. The leader asked me the Braveheart question because he wanted to see if I could fit in with the team. I see this often in organizations that have a strong culture. They want someone who will fit in. They want someone who they would want to hang out with. Hiring managers tend to rely on their gut way too often when hiring. It's their voice in their head that says, you know, there's something about this tall fellow over here, someone tall like me, who went to the same college as I did, was in the same fraternity, and has the same hobbies that I do. That says to me that he's qualified for the job. Even more, he will be a perfect fit into our culture, and it's our culture that has made us successful after all. Wrong. Now, I'm not saying you should not consider your culture. Your culture very well may be the reason, but overemphasizing culture fit leaves you vulnerable to homogeneity. When you have homogeneity, people at your company most likely will get along. You most likely will have a culture of nice, where people care about each other, like each other, and spend time together. But you will lack in things like innovation, critical thinking, diversity of experience and thought that comes from hiring people who will add to the culture. So how do you go about looking for culture add? First of all, let's define what hiring for culture add means. According to Eli Montgomery, head of UX design for Cazoo, culture add means treating each candidate as capable of bringing something to the table and working to uncover and clarify what that is for your team. In other words, we need to look at our team and look for things each candidate can bring into the existing culture, either as a way to build skills and experience on the team or as a way to add new perspectives. Candidates also need to be very clear about the organizational values. The candidates should know what the company is about and what the expectations are. Now, how do you go about identifying what you're looking for from a culture add perspective? According to Montgomery, consider the following questions when evaluating candidates. Does this candidate bring something to the team that our culture might be missing? How might this candidate challenge our existing thinking and processes? Will this candidate represent a viewpoint or context we may be missing in the team? Does this candidate represent a voice or viewpoint for existing customers better than the team we already have? Does this candidate have skills or experiences that can transfer well into meeting the needs of the position? And as you create your structured interview questions, it's your role to ask the interview questions that will provide insight into the ability to add to your culture. Mendoza and O'Brien provides training on the structured interview process and reducing unconscious bias in the interview and selection process. Please check us out at www.mendozaandobrien.com.
Ah, Coach Larry, another gem. Coach Larry is actually Larry O'Brien, and I highly recommend you go out to LinkedIn. Just link in with Coach Larry. He puts out a lot of information each week that'll help you. Some of it's in his posts, but he's just a wealth of information. I also recommend you reach out to him and engage him through his company, Mendoza and O'Brien. And it's easily reached. You just go to mendozaandobrien.com. And Coach Larry will help you out. Guys, if you need any assistance, career advice, maybe you're a company that's looking for temporary employees to handle your peak season, or you have one of those short supply, high demand skill set needs and you want the help of a real experienced recruiter, you can always call me because I'm not just Pete the job guy, I'm your job guy. My telephone number, and you get me directly, is 904-999-4878. If you're also a job seeker or a passive seeker and just want to see what's out in the market, I'm happy to help. Now, I specialize in accounting and finance and technology placements. I have folks on my team that can help you with administrative, clerical, and marketing type positions. But I'm really in that kind of white collar specialty provider space, and I'm happy to help in any way I can. My number again is 904-999-4878, and I run Ascendo Resources for North Florida. All right, this next part of the show is another one of my favorite elements and a favorite part of the show. This is where we get our Boston update from Boston Danny. And Boston Danny spends a little bit of time telling us about the fair city of Boston. He brags about his sports teams, and it's always a lot of fun to hear the accent and to hear Danny, because I never know what direction he's going to go in, even though I've known Danny for 35 years, and he actually went to boot camp in the Navy with me. I love this guy. And remember, if you have somebody that's accomplished something that you want to recognize them for, maybe they graduated or they won a contest and you want to give them special recognition, or perhaps you have a friend that has a birthday, an anniversary, or something like that, and you want to give them a special, special how do you do? Boston Danny will give them a wicked piss a shout out. All you got to do is email me, pete@petethejobguy.com. You send me that email and I'll get it to Boston Danny, and he will give you a wicked piss a shout out. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here. Well, we just went through our fourth heat wave of the summer here. Let me tell you, those, high 90s with, 100% humidity. I don't know how you guys down in Florida love it so much, but it was quite a challenge for us up here. But thank God that broke, and we're back to some, normal weather, some mid-80s and very dry and just beautiful beach weather. Although, the sharks down the Cape have been playing pretty much havoc with us swimmers down there, kicking us off the beach at any given moment. They, the lifeguards come out, and we gotta wait till Mr. Whitey leaves the area, closes the snack bar before we can go hang out on the sandbar, if you know what I'm saying. So, we got that going for us up here, but it's been pretty good. The Bruins have come out of the gate pretty good against the Hurricanes. We did them pretty good last year, but hopefully we'll keep steamrolling them and we'll get up to the Stanley Cup. Still stings a little bit. Last year I was at that Game 7, and we lost, but we give it somebody else. We know how to take a loss gracefully, and we know how to take our wins triumphantly. So that's a good one going for us. And the Celtics are getting ready to start theirs. And, my Boston Red Sox, they're going along. They'll get the hang of it pretty soon. I just wish I could get to a game and, cheer my teams on. I love going to the venues around here because they're so storied. And a lot of fun going to the games with all us Boston guys. And don't even get me going with the Patriots. So we'll see what happens this fall. We can talk about it. I'd like to get your shout-outs to us. I'd like to get them in now for us. I want to wish a wicked piss a birthday to Ellen Roney, Karen Clark, Freddie Jones, Jenny Moon, Brandon Wright. You know what I say, folks. Do it for yourself. It's the way, if nobody else is going to do it for you, it's your birthday. So do something nice for yourself. And I want to wish a happy birthday to you folks. Also want to give a special shout-out to Lee Brumagen. He's a loyal listener. He kind of likes my shtick. And I'd like to say thanks for mentioning me and letting Peter know that I'm trying to keep up my end of the bargain over here. You folks in Jacksonville, I know, the COVID thing has been hitting us pretty hard. Everyone's trying to get normal to it. Wear your mask. Your mask protects me. My mask protects you. And we'll get through this and get everything opened up. We just need to get these kids back to school. Massachusetts is getting hit pretty hard with the unemployment. I think we got the highest in the nation at 17.6. Thank goodness we got Pete the Job Guy looking out for you guys down there. Pete will get everyone back to work, but we got a lot of teachers, a lot of healthcare stuff that gets affected up here that's been shut down for a little bit, and we want to get everything back together. So remember, brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, remember your first responders, your nurses, police brothers and sisters, and everybody else out there, our military, both retired and active duties. We love what you do, and we hope you to do it right. Peter, I'll get in touch with you. Take care, folks.
Ah, my man, Boston Danny. He even recognized Lee. And Lee wrote a letter that said he loves some Boston Danny, right? I get those quite a bit because Boston Danny is hilarious, and I don't know what to say. Love that guy. But you know what? You guys listen to the whole show, and Jason Snodgrass, Chief Operating Officer of K-9s for Warriors. Did you hear his story, his personal journey, how he came up through the ranks and is running that wonderful organization? And I'd once again ask you guys, please give generously to K-9s for Warriors. And, you know, it helps prevent veteran suicide, and it's a wonderful program. Can't say enough about Jason and K-9s for Warriors. Guys, you did it. You just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.